Whatever you call forth into manifestation in this world, if you will demand it be invincible against all evil everywhere forever, it will have to contain sacred fire from our love and from our invincible power of eternal purity. Therefore, no one can misuse the power you draw forth to protect the fulfillment of the divine plan. And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin, for this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source, the core of all creation. Allow this love light to radiate in, through, and around you. For here, now, we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the divine aspect of Mother God, and the blue flame, which represents the divine aspect of Father God, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now, visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful seamless pillar of white light which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael, Sword of Blue Flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth, feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel and see how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until the ascension process is complete. Now, take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now, look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens, connecting you to the crystalline energetic structure above the earth and onward to the galactic central sun. And now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free, now and forevermore, until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, it is done, by the power and might of 1,000 suns, doubled each minute, doubled each hour, until all are ascended and free. For the light of God never fails, and the beloved mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing as you take several deep cleansing breaths, just focusing now and relaxing and letting go, becoming more and more centered within yourself. And for a bit, let the outside world drift away. Take a deep breath now, breathing in the light. And exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Take another deep breath, breathing in the light. And exhale out any darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of the 9 chakra centers that have become awakened and reawakened within all of you, and paying particular attention to the alignment of those chakras, as well as the increasing vibrational frequency within each chakra as you focus and raise the intensity of the color of each of those chakras. Starting with the Earth Star Chakra, that is a deep earth brown color. Then moving up to the Root Chakra, bright, brilliant ruby red. And to the next, brilliant, bright orange. And to the solar plexus area, bright, brilliant yellow is the sun. And the heart center, deep blue-green. And the high heart center, magenta. And to the throat area, sky blue. And the third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. And the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And soul star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now, as you focus on all of those chakras, those 9 chakras in perfect alignment along your spinal cord, starting from the Earth Star Chakra, merge that into the Root Chakra. And then merge those 2 chakras into the next, and those 3 chakras into the Solar Plexus Chakra, and those 4 into the Heart Center, and so on, and so on, and so on, until all of the chakras have merged into the Soul Star Chakra. Then forming either a 3-dimensional 6-pointed star or a 12-pointed diamond. And this becoming your Merkaba light vehicle or your light body. And move your conscious knowing self into that Merkaba. And as you move your conscious knowing self into it, feel yourself merging with it, as if you were entering a small ship. Feel the vibration all around you. High vibrational frequency and consciousness as well. Higher consciousness. As you begin to lift off from your physical body, access to your physical body falling below you and rise up into the sky. But do not go higher. Instead, go in a sense parallel and find yourself in a beautiful beach scene. See a beautiful beach below you, white sands, blue waters, blue-green waters, aqua waters. Just a beautiful scene. Find yourself being drawn down to the sand, to that beautiful white sand, and touching down to the sand, and know that even though you are in your light body, you still have your astral body with you, your emotional body, your feeling body. So you can feel the sand on your feet, the warm sand. You can feel the sun on your back. You can smell the salt air. You can hear the seagulls, you can hear the ocean waves hitting onto the shore. All of your senses are alive. Again, visualize, imagine a beautiful beach here. You're all alone. No one around, just you and nature itself. Now, in this beautiful beach scene, I want you to imagine or visualize a doorway right there in front of you now. Yes, it is the same doorway you've been working with. There is no time and space to this doorway. Just imagine it being there and let yourself begin to open the door and walk through it. And on the other side of the door is the same beach scene, but it's changed. See how it's changed. Feel how it's changed. But more than seeing it, feel it. Feel it in every part of you. Feel it in your astral body, your etheric body, even your physical body as well, perhaps. Feel how the consciousness from one side of the door to this side of the door has shifted, has changed. How the vibrational frequency from one side has changed, raised tremendously. You are right there in that higher vibrational frequency and consciousness. And now you're able to connect. To connect like you've never felt before a connection. Connect to the sand in your feet. Connect to the water. As you walk to the water's edge, feel the consciousness within the water itself, within the sand, within the air all around you, within the birds overhead. Feel the love, the connection, the oneness to Gaia. Not to the earth in the third dimensional matrix, but to Gaia in her fifth dimensional consciousness. Feel the connection, feel the oneness. Feel everything is perfect right here, right now, in this moment. Everything is exactly as it needs to be. Everything is exactly as you want it to be. This is your creation, just as you, as a collective you, created the matrix, created the third dimensional matrix to bring the various difficulties and challenges that were necessary to move through that matrix. Now you do not have those challenges. All you have is peace and love and oneness and connectedness. Imagine for a moment how that feels, how that will feel. All that you are preparing for, all that you are creating is right here now in front of you on this side of the door. And as you've done previously, create whatever you want on this side of the door now. Whatever it is that your heart desires. Not your mind, but your heart. Or rather, your heart and mind working together in a cohesive fashion. Feel it all perfect in this moment. You are perfect in this moment. Love and oneness. Unconditional love. Imagine unconditional love is just as you may have felt it with a child or with a beloved pet. Feel it now, all around you and within you. Perfect love, oneness, perfect creation. Now, still feeling this, as you've done previously, walk back through the door backwards, always keeping in front of you, pointing to the fifth dimensional doorway. Come back through it, back into the third dimensional matrix, back into the beach as you would normally know it. A beautiful beach, but yet a third dimensional matrix beach. And find your way back to your physical form. And come back in, tucking your astral and etheric body, your light body back into your physical, all coming together as one. But continue to feel that perfection. Continue to feel the unconditional love that is moving through you right now. Feel it all around you and within you. Feel it as life is wonderful. Life is everything that you want. It is there for you within your grasp at any time, any moment. And as you've been taught, feel the joy in every moment. It is always there if you look for it. Let yourselves now come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Kara, as you know, an emissary from the Pleiadian fleet, Pleiadian civilization, an emissary to the Earth Council. And yes, as we have told you many times, and others have as well, there is an Earth Council. There is a council that meets, that works with those of us to bring forward this transition that you are all on. And what a transition it is. And know that the times are coming. They're almost here at this point. In your sense of time frame, not so much the idea of soon in our time frame, but more sense of soon in your time frame now. You've been given many glimpses over the years now, more and more and more, a glimpse here and there of the advent or the idea that you are certainly not alone in the universe, never have been, never could be. All is progressing at a steady rate now because of the higher energies that have been coming into the planet, because of the higher vibrational frequency and consciousness increasing everywhere across the planet. Know that the collective you, those of you, the awakened ones, are the ones that are bringing this forward, are moving this transition forward to the point where, yes, indeed, that go signal has been given. Now, that is not to mean that disclosure, what you call ET disclosure, will happen tomorrow en masse. Does not mean that. But it does mean that things are moving ahead quite rapidly now, where there will be sightings in all places all over the world. Many, many more will begin to see our ships, will begin to recognize the consciousness that we carry, and that you are all moving toward, the higher vibrational frequency that you are moving into. And the consciousness. And as you move into that higher vibrational frequency in consciousness, it allows for us to make the connection with you more and more. And will it not be an en masse connection? No, not at this point. That has not yet been decided. But it has been decided that there will be many more increasing sightings all over the planet. So look for it yourselves, but know that more and more people are going to begin to see that and will have an awakening as a result of this, because they will be awakening to their brothers and sisters, their families from the skies as well. Even though they did not know anything about it previously as you have, they will begin to know and understand that they are connected to the stars as well. And again, more and more people shall awaken to this, awaken to the inner power that they have within them and the ability that they have to connect with their brothers and sisters, their families from the stars. And as more and more people awaken to that, then there will be an increasing showing across the planet even more of our ships, and more people awakening to our presence. That is what you have in store for you. Again, it is soon. You have ambassadors that have been working with those of you, the awakened ones, for quite some time, and more people are showing themselves now in a sense of channeling, just as I am doing now through this one, James. It is the same, and more people will begin to do that as well and make that connection as well. And it will even lead to more of releasing of the truth that have been held back by the governments for so long. This is going to come forward more and more. At first, it is just a trickle, but then it will increase and increase and increase until it is a flood of information coming forward. And when that happens, then those that are making the decision, not your governments, but those in the councils, the various civilization councils, star councils that have been meeting and will continue to meet, they will come to the decision to now it is time. Now it is time to show ourselves more and more en masse and for more and more people to awaken to indeed you are not alone in the universe. I am Kara, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you continue to look to the skies, for we are there and wanting to contact more and more of you as you are asking for our assistance. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Hum. Greetings to you, one who serves here. Shoshana is here, and we are ready to assist you in your questions. And wasn't that a wonderful conversation, you would say, with Kara, with an emissary from the Pleiadian star cluster? And they are very much wanting to assist and be a part of the continuing journey that you are all on, and to make contact when the situation calls for it more and more. And as you are hearing in more and more places from more and more sources, that is increasing tremendously and will continue to increase. And you are going to have, as you have heard, many, many more sightings that are going to increase in volume, you might say, where so many will be shown at one time, and there will be very few that will be able to say, oh, that is a satellite, or that is just a weather balloon, or whatever it might be that has been said in the previous times, you see. So we are ready for your questions, if you have.
Yes, I have one.
Yes.
I was wondering if you both wouldn't mind commenting on the Muslim population that seems to be infiltrating our country at every level, and as they chant death to America. I mean, it seems like this is going to come to a head pretty soon. I mean, they just don't fit. Would you mind commenting? Thank you.
We will tell you that it is time for you, yourself, and all of those of you that are awakened and awakening to let go of the division, the divisiveness that is created by this type of situation. That is the matrix. Unplug from the matrix. Move beyond it. Do not allow any of this to interfere with your increasing vibrational frequency and consciousness within yourself. Of course, all that will do, if you focus on that, it will bring you back to that. It will bring you back into the matrix. And that is not where you are wanting to go now. Instead, look for the door, find the door, walk through the door. That is what you need to focus on now.
Okay, thank you.
Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
Well, we agree with what you have given here. And there is a, we cannot proceed unless phones are muted. We agree that that there is a fear narrative here. So as we scan the U.S., it is definitely a melting pot of people. And we find that there are pockets of the population that are of the Muslim faith, and that by and large, these people are peaceful. They do not wish harm on you. What your programs, your news narratives have given you is snippets of some of the leadership of the Muslim people that are chanting death to America, but it is a very small, insignificant percentage of people that is doing this, but it is being magnified by your news stream. So we will say that, yes, it is part of the matrix, there are many, many, many different people that are of different country origins that occupy the United States from the very beginning of its inception. It is a big melting pot. But we would say that you must not give in to this fear. You must not attach yourself to the meaning of it, because we find that most people here just want peace. Namaste.
Very good. Are there further questions here?
This is Glenda. I have a question.
Yes.
About the healing chambers. I have for some weeks been bringing others into the healing chambers or inviting them in. And some people go readily and some do not. But those that go in to heal themselves, I'm wondering if it reaches back to the Akash, or is it each individual that chooses to go back to the Akashic record of whatever is troublesome to the physical, mental, or emotional body? Or is this just done as the chamber feels that whatever the problem is goes back? Is it done automatically?
First of all, we ask you a question. Are you referring to ones that you guide directly in the physical sense, or are you taking them in a meditative, visionary sense?
Mostly the visionary.
Yes. And is it with their approval, with their
permission? I ask their God presence to guide them through.
Yes. And but they themselves are saying, yes, they want to do this?
Yes.
And then your question is associated with the Akashic records. We did not quite understand what you were asking there.
Well, one example is a brother and sister that, when I'm volunteering, they came in and they had facial birthmarks or facial features that clearly they were uncomfortable with, and they had a difficult time facing people. So I asked through their God presence to bring them into the healing chamber. And one came back as she is Lyran, and she is here to represent a different race. But the boy is very much embarrassed, and it comes from what I was feeling from him as another lifetime, where he was burned, and it's sort of a handprint on his face. So I'm wondering if, as his young soul, he doesn't understand perhaps other lifetimes, but I'm wondering if it, being in that healing chamber through his God presence, it reaches back to wherever that occurrence happened, where he's now manifesting that.
What you need to understand is everyone that comes in into an incarnation has their soul purpose. They have their guidance to follow. And they will do so until there is what is called grace comes into the picture, in terms of overriding perhaps a karmic debt here. And when grace comes into the picture, then there can be a complete healing of the karma, the moving beyond the karma, and even healing the particular body impression that was needed to fulfill that karmic debt, you see? So if it is come to a point where this one has perhaps learned a lesson that it needed to learn, even at a young age here, then it can be cleansed, you might say, of those karmic debts and of that, perhaps that soul purpose that the one came in with can move beyond that, you see. Does this make sense to you? And Shoshana, do you have something you add here?
Well, I would ask that this one continue. If that, does that make sense to you? You can answer that.
Oh, yes, it makes sense. Thank you.
Wish for further clarification, my sister.
I understand the information from one who serves, but if you have more to add, I would be grateful.
We can add here, and we believe that we have permission from you to add. There, the information that you have given is complex, and it requires so much cooperation from the soul, from the individual that is living the lifetime. And we find that there must be a deep understanding and a deep belief in healing, and a deep understanding of their own spiritual path to initiate any kind of change. We will tell you that your desire and your ability to heal and your request from their God presence to heal them is noted in the Akashic record. It is there. Nothing that ever occurs moment by moment, second by second, experience by experience does not reach the Akashic record. It is all recorded, including your intention, your love, your desire. But there must be a meeting of cooperation. And we find that there was not there. They did not understand fully what the situation was and what your attempt was. So in any process that takes place, there must be a meeting of the mind, a meeting of the soul, a connection of cooperation. And we will give the example that is so easy to give, is that when Lord Yeshua said, your faith has made you whole, or your faith has healed you, that is really the truth, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So those that wish for healing must believe and must have the faith to sustain the healing. But your incredible love and desire to heal has been noted and will increase the odds, so to speak. Namaste.
Thank you.
Very good. Would there be any further questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
Just a simple question. Can you tell by the raising of frequencies and the percentage of how many people have awakened and over the planet?
We will tell you over the last, you would call 10 years or so, and then increasing from that point on, it has increased quite a bit across the planet. That is why the plan by those of your star brothers and sisters has also increased and moved closer and closer to a more full contact. So it is all coming together just as it needs to. So just allow it for the transition to continue to move forward here. Shoshana, do you have anything you add?
Well, we would ask something of this sister if we may.
Yes, please.
We would ask that, what is truly your question? Is it about a percentage? What is truly your concern?
I don't have a concern about it. It's just that I was curious about how it is, how it, because they told me that the cabal is being dismantled. They told me that the matrix is dismantling and that it's go time. So I was wondering, well, how many people, you know, because you it is time for me, at least, to carry on my calling. So I just
your question, how curious. Many are coming with you?
What's that? I'm sorry?
Is your question how many people are going with you?
No, how many in the world I need to that need to awaken still, maybe.
And do you feel that you have the power to awaken them?
Maybe.
Well,
I'm going to try.
You're going to try. So we understand that your question is how can you implement the awakening and how can you participate in the awakening and influence the awakening? Is that not correct?
Sure. Yeah. Yes. Do you have?
I have.
Do you have ideas?
Well, yes. Everything that you are doing. everything that you do influences the awakening. What we will say, and we have said this over and over and over again, and the one who serves has said this over and over and over again, when they are ready, they will awaken. And that is the understanding that all must come to, that each soul has a path, each soul has a blueprint, and when they are ready, they will. And they even have you inside their blueprint in some cases, or something else as a catalyst to awaken them in their blueprint, but you cannot know that. It is not your business to know what another soul blueprint is. It is your business to do all of the things that you do to awaken the planet and then let it go, you see. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the percentage. It doesn't matter who or what or where or why. It simply matters that each individual, including yourself, follows your own blueprint, follows your own path. And in that process, whoever awakens, awakens. Whoever does not, does not. Namaste.
And we would add here even Yeshua, in his journey, in his path, when he said to those that he asked to follow him, they did not all follow him. Only certain ones followed him. Many chose to stay within the third dimensional matrix and continue on with their lives as they had known it. They were afraid to let go enough to follow him. That is what we would say here.
And even though many followed him, they still followed them contentiously. They did not always believe him.
Yes.
So it is imperative that each let that go. Namaste.
Very good. We take one more question, if there is one, and then we need to release channel. Nothing further. Then, Shoshana, do you have a parting message?
Well, the conversation that was given today is an important one. It is important to participate in the shredding of the matrix. It is important to participate in your own soul blueprint, and it is important to participate in letting go of each desire to somehow change things. It is what it is, as many have said, and one must simply do what they are called to do with unattachment.
Very good. And we would say here simply follow your heart. Do not allow your brain, your thinking part of you to dictate how your life is going to go. Instead, listen for the whisper within. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.